Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, well. It's Blog Talk Radio family. Yes, yes, yes. Teleconference family. Welcome to the love journey. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are excited about today. We are excited about it because it's a new day where all things are washed away. You tuned in to the love journey. And I tell you, it's always a pleasure to know that God is all there is. You see, no matter what the seemingly appearances are, family, we know one thing and one thing only. That God is here. What is it? I'm here. No matter what the seemingly appearances are, it's only God. No matter where we are in this process, no matter what we see in the media, trust me. Oh God. Guess what? It can keep us down. It can keep us down. Once we get our minds right, let's just learn something about getting our mind right. Today we message from Brother Nike about what we bring to magnetize our mind for money. Yes. We will be listening to Brother Nike. Our financial psychology. So we're going to get started with a song today, like we always do. You know, music is my life. I love it.
This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes. And I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing.
It's good, y'all. That it's good. It's working for my good.
faithful. I need somebody to prophesy with your body language and say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. So prophesy, I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You gotta say it, say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace. For favor, yeah. This is my seed. Come on, y'all.
Doing what I have sown.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground? Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the ground.
Wow. You've tuned in to the Love Journey. You know they call it a prayer line, but I call it an experience, a love experience, baby. You own this love experience with me, and I want you to say yes today. As we prepare our mind, I want you to surrender your mind, your heart, and your soul. Family. I need you to surrender today, recognizing that there really is only one mind and one source. And because the source created me out of itself in order to express itself through me. What am I saying? The source created you. It created me in order to express itself through us. What does that mean? That means that God only can show up through us. It is us that God shows up. We are God in action. Recognizing this source being pure mind in action, and God knows each and every one of us is an intelligent vehicle of great ideas. Therefore, we know, I now know myself as the mind of God in expression. Yes. I wanted you to marinate on that. The mind of God in expression. I am an alert, vital individualization of the infinite mind. I am intelligence. I am wisdom. I am knowledge. And every idea that is ever required is already within my consciousness. And these ideas are now activated in my thoughts. And I am fully aware of them henceforth and forevermore. I shall always make the right decision. It comes from a book called The Power of Choice on page 5 by Dr. Raymond Charles Barker. Today, family, recognize your oneness. And as we prepare, we say yes to God, to the God self, surrendering to our God mind, our God consciousness. You see, God is calling us higher today in every area of our life.
Will your heart?
You see, God is calling us to that place of action.
Will your heart and soul,
and will you say yes,
yes
to the God consciousness, the Goddess consciousness of one,
will your spirit
of the one mind,
say yes,
that intelligent expression of who we are on this planet. You seem to no longer stay in the shadows. And so in this right now moment, I just want you to surrender your mind and your heart to your higher mind expression. And I just want you to say yes. Say yes.
Open up your heart.
Yes. Say yes.
And tell the Lord yes.
Yes.
See yes.
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 And so as we tune our mind in to that one mind, that one presence, recognizing that there is only one mind, one presence in this whole universe, and that is God, that is good, that is omnipotent. Yes, we recognize that great spirit. And on this line, we call it God. We call it God, the omnipotent, knowing that everywhere present, there is not a spot that our great spirit is not. So, family, so many times we forget to breathe. We forget to breathe. In this right now moment, I just want you to say yes and breathe. Breathe in all of God's goodness. See, right now we got our minds tuned into the world consciousness. We got our mind inundated with what's going on in the Facebook, what's going on in the world news, and we got to send a different consciousness into the space. We got to send a different consciousness into the mind of the universe so that we can shift the world's consciousness. You see, no matter what color we are one. No matter what sex we are one. No matter what race, religion, none of that. We are one. We are one. And as long as we're caught up in the energy of the consciousness of what's happening in the space, we recreate that emotional energy into the universe. We got to shift our energies today, family. We got to know that there is a higher presence on the throne. And we have to up-level our consciousness to help shift the planet. You see, when we're caught up in that consciousness of anger and consciousness of race and consciousness of things that keeps us separate, it keeps us, our universe, in a space of unbalance. Family, you can make a difference by sending love into oneself, sending one love into the universe, sending love, shifting the consciousness by sending love today. So as we recognize the one mind, the one presence, we give thanks and honor, knowing that we can count in joy, knowing that our consciousness can shift the seemingly appearances are in the planet, in our world, in our own life. So right now, I just want you to take in a deep breath, surrendering all. Surrendering all to the consciousness of the divine expression. Calling forth your divinity as you breathe in, family, and recognize. I want you to be still and know that you are God. Family, let's breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. Breathe, family. And then release. Be still and know that I am God. breathe in through your nose, holding it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Breathe into the heart and release through the mouth, family. And don't forget to breathe deep into the diaphragm. It is so powerful to take in cleansing deep breath. Let's breathe, family. And release. Last time. Be still and know that I am. That I am God. And release. Oh, Holy Spirit, Divine Mother, Father, God, and Holy One, I come today to speak from the transcending power of the great I Am, of the great, of my great mighty I Am consciousness, as I invite and invoke the presence of my higher mind into this prayer right now. God, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, right now. As I invite and invoke the mighty I Am presence of my own Christ consciousness, come, Holy Spirit. Oh, as I ask that every word of my mouth, Holy Spirit, come. And every meditation of my heart, come. Be so acceptable in thy sight. As I remove every human created thought, every human created ego, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, as I call forth the divine presence of my divine mind. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, as I speak from that powerful presence of my higher mind self, as I remove every human created ego, as I remove all of myself and I come in this space, in this presence, as my higher mind self, as my mighty I Am presence, as the beloved consciousness of Christ, as I invite and invoke the presence of the mighty, powerful, greater version of myself, as I speak to the mighty I Am presence of each and every one of you, as I speak to the heart of the presence of those who are under the sound of my voice. Oh, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you cover my words, that you possess my thoughts, that your thoughts will be my thoughts, and my words will be your words, and that this prayer will come from a place of higher mind. As I ask you to come in this right now moment to speak to the mighty I Am consciousness, the individualized expressions that you've created, Source, as each and every person under the sound of my voice, and as we connect in this oneness right now, creating the wholeness of the oneness of the God presence, I give thanks for the presence right now, God. Oh, come, mighty presence. I feel your presence in this right now moment, God. Thank you for this opportunity right now, God, to bless the Lord right now, to bless the presence of the Holy Spirit, to bless the mighty I Am consciousnesses in this right now moment, God, to bless the individualized expressions of you in this right now moment, coming together in the one mind as the one source, knowing that there is no other greater versions of us than this right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Let us feel you in our consciousness today, God. Let us feel your presence in this right now moment, God, as you speak to our mind right now, God, as you speak to the hearts of your people, God. In this prayer, I say, come and anoint us with a fresh anointing, God. Come and raise the vibratory energy of the call so that we can feel your
your presence and the consciousnesses of our I am presence, that we can touch the hem of your garment. Oh, Father, Mother, God, that as we come together in this right now, mind presence, that the memory of our thoughts can remember the miracles that have taken place in our life, God, so that we can replace anything that's in our consciousness, anything that's not showing up as the greatness of you, that we can be reminded of your miracles today, God. Oh, that we can be reminded of how you parted the Red Sea with Moses. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and part the Red Sea with your people right now, God. That we can remember the miracles of Joshua in the battle to move into the place of the promised land. As we can remember the signs you sent those in battle to win, God, that you sent your people an army of four to sound like an army of many and frighten the people away, that we can remember the miracles of you, Holy Spirit. That even the miracles in our own life, that we can give thanks for the miracles in our own life today, God. And as we give thanks for the miracles that you have given us, God, when we couldn't see a way out of no way, God, that we're reminded today that when we're down to nothing, that the higher presence is always up to something. Come, Holy Spirit. That we're reminded today that your ways are not our human ways, God, that we may not can't see in our human eyes what the spiritual eyes can see, God, but I'm asking you to give us a 20/20 spiritual vision today, God. Oh, let these eyes only see in the spiritual vision of you, Holy Spirit. And let us hear with the melodic sounds of the presence of only you today, God. Let us speak only the presence of the higher mind. Self, that when we speak from our God, Goddess presence, from the higher mind self, from the mighty I am consciousness, that we're reminded that God is still on the throne of this mighty universe and that there is nothing but good and we can count it all joy and that we can speak life into this universe. We can shift the consciousness through our own consciousness that we've been given the mastery and the dominion and the authority over this lifetime that we have been given, that we will use our authority to speak life today, that we will use our mastery to remember the greatness and that the only truth is the truth that lives in us, as us, all around us. And today that we will be reminded of that great, great greatness that lives in us, as us. And as we express the presence of the God Goddess energy today, walking in our authority, walking in our dominion, walking as the royalty that we was created for on this planet, recognizing that this authority was given and planted inside of us the day we was planted in the womb of our mother's belly. And that when we came to the planet, we came as the authority and dominion of this planet, that everything that was created for our enjoyment, even money. And today, that we will operate in our authority, recognizing that everything in the planet needs us to express itself. Today, our physical bodies are the expressions of God on this planet. Recognize that today, family. Recognize our oneness today, family. And shift the consciousness. Shift the energy of our mind today by raising our consciousness to the greater version and seeing with the 20/20 vision of the God Goddess eyes that we've been given to see. We give thanks today, God, that your blessings are raining down upon us, that the anointing of Abraham is upon us today, God, that even the blessed is calling us blessed, God, that we'll be so blessed, God, that even the blessed will call us blessed. Oh, Father, Mother God of this great universe, I ask you to anoint our hands today as we invite and invoke the presence of our greatest self, that everything we will touch, not only turn to gold, but platinum gold, Holy Spirit. That everywhere we tread our feet, as we anoint our feet, will be upon holy ground. Recognizing that the blessings won't get there till we get there, because we are the blessed of the blessed. Your favorites. We are the greater version of ourselves today. We are walking in that authority today. The alchemist says we are anointed with the anointing of Solomon, not just for wealth, but the wisdom for wealth, Holy Spirit. As we call forth a rain on our life today, rain down your financial abundance upon us, God, that we will receive from expected and unexpected sources today, God, that every source that will bless us, because in your word you said that anybody that will bless your anointed will be blessed for the blessing of the anointing that they gave you. Come home, Holy Spirit, and do your will. Come, God, and give forth the blessings upon us, and those who will bless us will be blessed by the blessing of the anointing we've been given. We give thanks today for that anointing, Holy Spirit. And as we accept and receive all of our goodness today, we give thanks, God, that we open our minds and open our hearts to receiving your goodness. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning to all the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the sun and the moon and the stars and the land and the soil. Good morning to all of the energy in the universe. Good morning, earth. Good morning, wind. Good morning, fire. Good morning, water. Good morning, ethers. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. As we invite and invoke the presence of the angels, good morning, angels. And as we send our angels out on assignment today to go before us to create a path of ease, elegance, and grace, come, angels. And as we call forth the archangels and invite and invoke their presence, good morning, archangels. As we invite and invoke the presence of the ascended masters, as we call forth the mighty, powerful presence of the ascended masters, we invite and invoke the presence of all of our ascended masters. Good morning, ascended masters. Good morning to our master guides, as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning to our spirit guides, as we invite and invoke the presence of the spirit guides, and as we pay homage and invite the presence of our ancestors this morning. And even as we stand as one, we know we come as many. We give thanks for those who came before us, the known and unknown ancestors. We give homage to those ancestors right now, thanking the presence of those. I give presence to Miss Anastasia McAdoo, the vehicle that you was used to bring me to the planet. Good morning, Mom. Good morning, Mom. Good morning, Mommy. Good morning, Mommy. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to my brothers and my sisters. Peace, peace to the gods and goddesses. Love to the kings and queens on the planet, on the call. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the Love Journey Incorporated, and I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach. I tell you, they call this a prayer line, but I call it an experience. This is a love experience. You see, of all the places you could have been, you chose to be right here on a love journey. Of all the experiences you can experience on different prayer lines, it's nothing like the love journey. And so I thank you today. I thank the universe for my gifts and my talents. And I thank you for being a reflection of those gifts and talents. I give thanks for your presence. I give thanks for those who will come. I give thanks for the expansion of the love journey. Good morning, family, and welcome to this new day where all things are washed away, family. We're going to get ready and sing our love song, family. so we can get right into the rest of our Reverend Ike this morning. Yes, Reverend Ike is expanding and magnetizing our mind for money. He's sharing the money secrets of changing our financial psychology because we are the one mind. Recognizing that money comes from the one source and that money is just God's good in expression. And so as we remind ourselves that money is just another form of energy, let's be reminded today, God, that God is all there is. All right, Fountain, who's singing today?
Peace, peace, and love, love to you, Goddess.
Good morning, Z. And
God,
me.
Beautiful. Oh, my God, Janine, thank you so much for the beautiful, amazing, awesome prayer this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you for lifting us up to prepare our consciousness to be ready for Reverend Ike. I'm so grateful and thankful to be here once again. And I want to say good morning to our beautiful, amazing Love Journey family, our Vlog Talk family. Welcome to another day of life and life abundantly. Let us get ourselves prepared with this love song. I love myself so much so I can love you so much, so you can love me so much, so you can keep on loving me. And we're just going to keep on circulating that love so it vibrates throughout the world, and the world is changed, and it's already a better place. Unmute your phone, family, and let's do it on the count of three. One, two, three. I love myself so much, so much, so I can love you so much, and you can love you so much, so much. So you can keep loving me. Woo! I love myself so much, yes. So I can love you so much. And you can love you so much, yes. So you can keep loving me. Come on, God. I love myself so much, so much. So I can love you so much, so much. And you can love you so much, so much. So you can keep on loving me. Yeah. Ooh, I appreciate you so much, family. I do love you all so much. I invite you to keep on singing, saying, and sharing that love that is all that you are and all that we are. Keep on letting it grow. And keep on letting it flow. I'm sending it back to you, Lady Love. Have a blessed day. Be blessed. Namaste.
All right. Well, yes. I want to remind you that it's important. I think there's nothing more important to learn than to learn to love ourselves. Appreciate the gift that we are to the planet. You see, I think Prince said it best. When one discovers oneself, one discovers God. I think the only way to discover oneself is to really honor and love the presence, the gift. And in recognizing the love, the gift that we are, we begin to call forth and invoke the presence of our higher mind. See, the more we pour love into our presence, the more we become one with the higher mind, because the higher mind and love is synonymous. See, there's no difference in love and the higher mind, because love is the vibration of the higher mind. The higher mind is a love vibration. And see, once we get to understand what true love is, we love that we understand that love is no longer a feeling. Love is no longer an emotional attachment. Love is a vibration. And when we vibrate at that vibratory energy called love, we're filled with the presence of the mighty I Am God energy, because that God Goddess energy is the same vibration as love. But today we're talking about money, so we're going to get that money on, baby. Get that money. I don't remember if we did two or three, so I'm just going to start at three, and then we're going to go three, four, five. And today we're talking about Master of Money. Reverend Ike, we're continuing from yesterday. So if you wasn't on yesterday and you didn't get to hear, we were here with Reverend Ike listening to the beginning parts of Master of Money. This is three.
Oh, wow. Every word that you speak becomes flesh. Every word that you think and speak materializes. Every word that you think and speak comes into demonstration. In the first chapter of St. John, again, the theologians missed it, where it says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. It indicates, again, a great law of life. Our words are always becoming flesh, becoming material, and dwelling among us. If we speak the word of money, that word will materialize and dwell in our pockets and in our bank accounts. And in our wallets. This is pure heresy, but it works. The word always becomes flesh. And so we have to always ask ourselves the question, what is my word? That's why I've got this cliche that I say over and over again to myself and in my services and in my classes. These words, health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Come on, help me say them. Health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Now, that may seem like a lot of idle nonsense, but it is not. It is also a fact. And the physicists tell us that every time we speak a word, the very atoms in our body change places. The very atoms in our bodies respond to our words and to our feelings. It is also said that every 7 years, our bodies have completely different cells. You don't have the same cells anymore after a seven-year cycle. And the new cells of your body are always being built out of your thoughts. Makes you think that my word that goes forth out of my mouth shall not return unto me void. Also the Master Jesus said, every idle word that a man shall speak, he shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. And now the day of judgment is not when you die bodily and get resurrected again in the future. Day of judgment is any point in time and space when your thoughts become things. When you meet the result of the thoughts which you have thought. That's your day of judgment. Every day is a day of judgment. Because every day we are meeting our thoughts. We're meeting our words become flesh. So I'm saying this to you just before we talk to money to let you know that this is not an idle exercise. That this has behind it all of the power of mind. All of the power of the cosmos. All of the power of God, infinite good. So with that in mind, let's use our power. You see, that's another thing, and this is why the Master Jesus came, and this is why I'm here. To make you realize and recognize the power that you have. Man is always looking for more power outside of himself, but the power is within you. The power is in your mouth. The power is in your mind. St. Paul in the 10th chapter of Romans said, the word is near you and even in your mouth. But if you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. So say with yourself, I've got a mind full of almighty power. I've got a mouth full of almighty power. I think and I speak what I want into existence. All right, here we go. And this money affirmation is on Reverend Ike's little lesson from chapter 14 of Reverend Ike's book, Health, Happiness, and Prosperity. Buy that book right after the lecture. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, repeat it after me. Money.
Money.
I'm calling you into my life.
I'm calling you into my life.
Money, I know that you hear me.
Money, I know.
Right here and right now, I'm telling you, money. Money, you love me.
Money, you love me.
Now, we're going to say that once more, but you're going to put your name right in there where it says me.
Money,
What's your name? Come on, what's your name? What's your name? Is it Peggy or Sue? All right, you're going to put your name in there. Money you know you love, come on and put your name there. Together, money you know you love, put your name there. All right, money you are welcome in my hands.
Money you are welcome in my pockets.
Money you are welcome in my life all the time. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it? I open my heart and mind to money in all forms. I open my mind to banknotes. I open my mind to certificates of deposit. I open my mind to good stocks and bonds. Blue chips.
Blue chips.
Blue chips, blue chips, blue chips. I open my mind to money through my loving, appreciating attitude. Money knows I have the right financial psychology. And money loves me in return. Money serves me in divine right ways.
Money
is my obedient servant. I do not serve money. Money serves me. Now we're going to say that sentence again, and you're going to put your name in there on the me. Come on. I do not serve money. Money serves me. We're finishing this up now. Listen to the way I say it. And all of you good people with good lungs, now get ready. Here we go. Money is wonderful stuff. I let money multiply in my life. Thank you, God, in me for money. Thus endeth the lesson. Thank you very much.
Let's see, we got, yeah, we could continue on with the rest.
This is a seminar on the subject of the psychology of money, success, and prosperity. So we're talking about the psychology of money, success, and prosperity. Now, exactly what do we mean by that? That state of mind which has power
to obtain and attain whatever good is desired. So in this series, you will find that we will be dealing with money as states of mind. We will be dealing with money as thoughts, moods, attitudes, and ideas. Psychology of money, those states of mind relative to money, those thoughts, moods, attitudes, and ideas which attract or repel money. In this series, we say that there is that state of mind which attracts money, which attracts success, which attracts prosperity. And loving and blessing prosperity and those who are enjoying it is a state of mind, an attitude which attracts that same kind of success, prosperity, and money to you. A feeling. We're dealing with the psychology of money, success, and prosperity. Certainly, we are dealing with the feeling nature. The feeling nature has so much to do with money, success, and prosperity. In order to have money, success, and prosperity, one should cultivate the feeling of money, the feeling of success, the feeling of money. You should cultivate it even before you may have it. To rush along for just a moment, I have an affirmation that has to do with cultivating the feeling of money, success, and prosperity. I've given it to you many times before, and it's worth giving to you over and over again. And it's this: I feel rich and elegant. Together, I suggest that you particularly use that affirmation when you're grooming yourself. So even while you're dressing, while you're grooming yourself, you can be working with the psychology of money, the psychology of success, the psychology of prosperity, and it's a good time to talk to your feelings and say, I feel rich and elegant. It will even make your face look better. I have a habit, even if I'm driving along in my car, very often I'll say to my driver, if I see somebody who is dressed very tastefully, who's dressed rather well, I'll just admire the way that person is dressed and sincerely love and bless that person, and sincerely love and bless the fact that that person looks successful and prosperous. And I told you years back, you know, you should really never pass a bank unconsciously. Don't be, as Jesus said about some of the people of his day, having eyes and see not. People, don't go around talking about the lack of money. It would surprise you to know how many banks you pass today. Take one day this week and count the banks you pass. Now, what good will this do? This will increase your consciousness of money. And whatever you increase the consciousness of, you will also increase the experience of. This week, I want you to become conscious of banks, become conscious of money, to the point that you're going to be counting banks. We're going to do things to increase our consciousness of money. Because here again, this is the purpose of this series, to increase your consciousness of money, success, and prosperity. And if I can help you increase your consciousness of money, success, and prosperity, you will automatically increase your experience of it. That's why tithing is so good, and I'm glad tithing came up again, and that this lady submitted her tithe after getting that big settlement, because one of the things that I disagree with the author of this book, the book Money Love, about is the fact that he says, of course he's fair when he says this, he says that he has never yet been a tither, but friends of his who are tithers report to him miraculous results from their practice of tithing. And at some time or the other, he says he may try that. Tithing is so very important because here again, it increases your consciousness of the spiritual and mental source of money and all good. Tithing is really like the farmer who takes his best seed first and gives it back to the earth so that the earth multiplies that seed and brings it back to him again and again as a continual harvest. In terms of success and prosperity, there are really two times that you should give. You should give first when you want something, and you should give first when you receive a blessing. As a matter of fact, we may also say two good times to give is from your first and from your last. We've had some interesting things happen. People have been down to their last, and they've given it, and miraculous things have happened. Well, if you're down to your last anyway, you might as well do the best thing with it, plant it as seed. People who really become tithers are surprised about two things usually. Number one, the 90% left after the first 10% is given in tithes usually goes much further, and people wonder, wow, The next thing that may be surprising is how more money will begin to come to you in unexpected ways. And people who have been having trouble trying to meet their needs and do things out of the whole 100% income suddenly discover that, strangely enough, what's left after my tithe goes much further than it did before I started. Again, Jacob made a vow to the Lord. He made a deal with God. He made a deal to prosper, and it was concerning the mystic power of the number 10. And he said to God, of all that you give me, I will surely give you a tenth. And we're always in this world planting and reaping, planting and reaping. If we don't plant, we're not going to reap. And again, the farmer takes his best seed. He takes those out first. He says, let me take my best seed here. And what does he save that for? To plant. It's just like that old pump that I gave you a demonstration of when I had the money pump here a few weeks ago. The first thing you had to do with that pump was what? Pour something in. And then the first thing you did with it after you caught it and got it going was what? Catch something else to leave. You had to give first twice. And the pump does not care how thirsty you are. You can be dying of thirst. Your baby can be dying of thirst. You ain't getting nothing out of that pump until you catch it by putting something in it. And as soon as you catch it, don't you get all excited and happy and start pumping and getting the water you want and forget to catch some water in the cup or the bucket to leave for the next time or for the next person. The first thing you do when you start pumping is what? Catch some water to leave. You're tired. Now, there are states of mind, thoughts, moods, attitudes, and ideas which draw money. State of mind is the only thing that ever does anything, or has anything, or gives anything, or receives anything. And of course, I'm saying consciousness in a different way. Your very physical body is the incarnation of your state of mind. It is said by scientists that every 7 years, you do not even have the exact same physical body. All of your cells have changed. Seven, by the way, is another one of the mystic numbers. It's a number of completion. It's a cycle. It's a cycle in the cosmos. It's a cycle even in your affairs. And every 7 years, you have an entirely new, different set of cells comprising your physical body. And those cells are manufactured out of the nature of your thoughts, moods, attitudes, and ideas. In just about every one of the success ideas, I give you that affirmation. Age has no power over me to make me sick and feeble. Only God has power over me to make me well and keep me well. You better keep saying that to your body. Otherwise, your body will be under the governance of the world thought of decay and disintegration. You have to put your body, your material affairs, under the governance of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wholeness. Now, your financial affairs are the direct outcome of the nature of your thoughts, moods, attitudes, and ideas. State of mind is cause to state of affairs. Repeat that after me. Mind is the only cause in the universe. There is no other cause. There is no other cause to state of affairs but state of mind. And again, probably my favorite scripture in the Bible. We all have our favorites. I'd say certainly one of my favorites. There is no other verse of scripture in the whole Bible that I love more than this one because it is the key. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's it. Let's quote a bit more of that particular scripture. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed. There are roughly two kinds of people in this world, conformers and transformers. Who are the conformers? The conformers are those people who look at conditions as they are and knuckle down to them. Conformers are those people who pick up the newspaper and see where General Motors laid off 200,000 people and said, uh-oh, there goes my job. Conformers are those people who look at world situations and feel that world situations and conditions in society and the system have power over them. Conformers are those people who say, because my old Aunt Susie had rheumatism and died with a stroke, that I have to go the same way. That picks up all the diseases that, quote, unquote, run in the family. The hell with what runs in the family. If it isn't what I want, I ain't going to run with it. See, that's another thing. Be not what conformed to this world. And you've got to get the world mind out of your mind. That's why the Bible said you must be born again. It's a spiritual rebirth. Being born again is a spiritual rebirth. It is a mental rebirth. When man is born into this world mind, he is truly born in sin. Because he is born, that scripture has given people a lot of trouble, born in sin, shaped in iniquity. But it's simple. Once the Spirit reveals it to you, it simply means that physically you're born into a world of negative ideas and you let those negative ideas shape your personal thinking. You were born black, for example. And because you were born black, they say you must have sickle cell anemia. So you permit that false concept to shape you in iniquity. But be not conformed to this world. The hell with world opinion. Say that with me. Come on. The hell with world opinion. You can condition your mind to draw money, hold money, and enjoy money. Reverend Ike revealing the psychology of money, success, and prosperity. There is a state of mind which draws money, success, and prosperity. Once you learn to establish and maintain that state of mind, then money, success, and prosperity will happen to you easily, naturally, continually. These sessions will help you to establish and maintain that money-drawing, success-enjoying, prosperity-commanding state of mind. That's the purpose of these sessions. You may hear a few new things that I say. Probably more than 90% of what I will say will not be new. The newness that we're working here for is a higher state of consciousness of what we already know. The more you think about something, the more it increases your consciousness of it. The preparation that you make, the effort that you make, all of that will increase your money consciousness. And it will increase your experience of money also. Be conscious of the appearance of success and prosperity, the appearance of luxury. Let success, prosperity, and opulence and affluence, let those things catch your attention. There's an old saying that goes around in, I forget who said it first, it said, you know, the rich are not like you and me. But we can't say that because we are like the rich. But what I usually say is there's something different about the rich. I've been in certain restaurants, I've been in certain places in public, and I'll guarantee you I can pick out the different people, identify them economically. I want you to study successful people. You don't have to do anything special, just start noticing. Again, and I want to repeat it, I'm going to be very redundant. Don't be like those folks that Jesus was talking about when he said, having eyes you see not and ears you hear not. Pinpoint in your own mind, as you notice, the various characteristics of successful people. And then begin to emulate those good characteristics. I'm not talking about being phony, trying to be somebody else. I'm talking about principle here. I'm talking about qualities. Once you transform your mind, it's even going to transform the way you walk. It doesn't mean you're going on an ego trip. And you see, you have to be careful about this because sometimes people don't understand positive self-image psychology. They don't know the difference between that and egotism. I'm not talking about egotism. I'm not talking about thinking you're better than other people. Start thinking like you got something. Start acting like you got something. Start talking like you got something. Start walking like you got something and you'll get something. I've told you this before and here again, it's worth repeating.
Wow. Let's see the time. It's already the top of the hour. All right. I guess we just do Reverend Ike all week. Any questions, comments, concerns, any thoughts, process, anything that brings to your mind today about the financial psychology, studying, understanding what makes the wealth wealthy. Any thoughts, any comments, any concerns? Let's open up the floor. All right. Nobody got nothing to say, huh? No thoughts about Reverend Ike this morning?
I'm definitely going to do his exercise. We have lots of banks. Lots of banks. That means there's lots of money in the community. And I'm definitely going to count these banks, and I'm definitely going to start bringing all that into my experience, thinking, speaking, acting as if I am, so that I may have. I'm with it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, one of my favorite exercises, Jackie, is whenever I walk past the bank, and this is what he said, dude. He said, you go in there. He said, whether you bank there or not, he said, you go in there and you write yourself a slip. You remember, you know, I don't know if they, a deposit slip for $1 million. And so when I'm downtown and I walk past the bank, I stop in the bank. My husband said, it sure take you a long time to get from one side, because I'll be stopping in the banks writing myself $1 million deposit slip.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to do that too. That's great.
For real. I go in those banks and I go and give them deposits and I write me $1 million every time I walk past the bank. And it is powerful. It is a powerful exercise to see yourself writing yourself $1 million deposit slip.
Wow. You know what? I have been in the bank. And I have seen, because I for this one particular lady, I don't know why I was watching her. I saw her. She came in, and all she did was just, she went to the table, and she wrote, because they have, you know, the deposit, withdrawal, all that stuff there at a table. And I saw her go over and do something, and then she left out. She didn't ever go up to the counter, to the window or anything. Maybe that's what she was doing. Wow.
Yes,
I'm doing that. And I can do it in all the banks. I don't have to just pick one bank. Do it at all the banks. $1 million.
Deposit slip, yeah. That's what Reverend Lincoln used to do. He said he'd go past the bank. He didn't let a bank pass by him. And he studied the wealth. He said he would study people who had money. Study the wealth.
Right. And it don't take nothing to do. Just watching them, observing. I can do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
All right. Any more questions, comments, concerns? Any thoughts?
I'm joining in on this one, too. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. I love that exercise. So, I think we're going to probably have a lot of people doing that one, Janine. Thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. But I never thought about walking into a bank and filling out a deposit slip for myself for $1 million every time I go even to my bank or anybody's bank. You know, I take my clients to the bank. I'm on this one. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love the new affirmation that I got today from Reverend Ike. I feel rich and elegant.
Yes,
I feel rich and elegant. The key, I feel the rich and elegant. Woo! All right. I love it. Every time you play Reverend Ike, I just get more and more nuggets. And I'm telling you, hear him say that affirmation. I was thinking about Jackie. Hey, girl, Jackie be right on time. She'd be right on with Reverend Ike. She'd be blowing it up on the water like he did today. Girl, you got that energy, Miss Jackie. But yes, thank you, Janine, again. Reverend Ike, honestly, he is absolutely thebottom.com. I just want to ask, his book, is it still available? I mean, I'd love to be able to see us do a Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe with his book if it's something that we can do in the future.
Yeah, his book is still available, even if, you know, you can buy used copies. I have a couple copies of his book. It is definitely a book that is available. Reverend Ike, it's always going to be available, baby. You can even get it a free PDF online, baby. Reverend Ike is the bomb, I'm telling you. When it comes to shifting a financial psychology and really understanding that your relationship to money is a spiritual relationship, no one does it, in my opinion, better than Reverend Ike.
You know, his book now is e-book. It's an e-book now. I just saw that yesterday.
It's a what?
It's an e-book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're offering it in an e-book. So if you go to uphigh.com, like uphigh.com or uphigh.org, his website, you can order it from their store. You can order from Amazon, Kindle. It's all out there. I'm waiting for them to get it into the audio form. They haven't quite gotten to the audio form yet, but they will. That's coming next.
Well, it may or may not, because when you really listen to Reverend Ike, every lesson is from his book. When you listen to all the different CDs that he has or tapes, whatever you have, like some of my stuff is still tape. All his stuff is lessons from that book. All of the books come from that lesson that he teaches. I tell you, Reverend Ike, you can't go wrong.
Well, you know what I like about Reverend Ike is he talked about banks today, but he also talks about living that experience of when you go, when Xavier wanted a Jaguar. Xavier went to the dealership and sat in the car and imagined and visualized himself riding that Jaguar. And he was like 18, maybe 16. And the car manifested. So when you want to live in opulence, go to those stores that sell those diamond rings and those fur coats. I go to Wisconsin on Connecticut Avenue. They have a fur store, and the man kind of knows me because I come in and I try on coats and I walk around, and then I leave. You know, it's when you desire something, you want a new home, find that house and have somebody take you through it. You know, be in that house. You know, and it's not that, you know, it's not hard to do. You just go like you own it. You can run by it. They don't have to know. All you have to know is that's your desire. So you have to live in that desire. Experiment with that desire. Go get in that Jag, that Mustang, that Rolls Royce, whatever car you desire, automobile that you want. You want a jet plane. Go look at some. See if you can sit in the cockpit. You know? So you have to experience yourself in that optimism. Try on that big hope diamond ring that you want, that titanium bracelet, or whatever you desire. You can go try it on. There's nothing wrong with seeing how you look in it, see how you feel in it. And he talks about that too on some of the CDs.
Yeah, he talked about that when he was on the Changing Paths, on the Love Journey line. He shared that story with us when he came and you had invited him for our line. I never forget the story. He has such a melodic voice and such a voice.
Mm-hmm.
He's so different than
his. I can't wait to actually go to the service in New York. I want to be in that palace, in the palace one day. I need to go to New York. I desire to go into New York so that I can go and hang out with Xavier and his wife.
Oh, well, you're not that far from there. It's just a bus ride away. Asia takes the bus to New York for $5. You can take the mega bus. You're not that far away.
Not anymore. It's not $5 anymore. I was looking at it because I was going to go up this weekend. No, last weekend I was going to go. And I was like, what happened to the $5 bus ride? Mega bus has gone up. Then it was like $32, which is not a lot of money. I just have to let him know that I'm coming.
All right.
So I can see him. But he does have a fabulous voice.
All right. All right, so we'll keep this train moving. Any more questions, comments, or concerns? If not, Jack, you think we should take it out with your version of Reverend Ike's affirmation?
We can roll any way we want. We can go with it. I'm good with it. I'm full. I love it. I'm delighted. Yes.
All
We can roll with me. Let's roll on out.
I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Any more questions, comments, or concerns? Let's see. Let me check. I forget sometimes to check the Blog Talk Live. Press the 1 if you want to comment on what you heard today on this wonderful experience today called the Love Journey. Yes, yes, yes. All right.
Janine, we're going to do the affirmation and the principle and the affirmation for the 40 day as well.
Yeah, we're going to do it every day. You're going to leave it in the affirmation and then the affirmation with Reverend Knight. I just wanted to make sure you wanted to do Reverend Knight because I know yesterday it's like,
do it.
All right, so any questions, comments, or concerns? All right, I tell you, that was a powerful sermon, and this is called The Master of Money. That was Reverend Knight called The Master of Money. We're going to finish out the Master of Money tomorrow. And then maybe we'll just do a Reverend Ike all week. On Thursday, we'll just do another Reverend Ike. And this will be our Reverend Ike week, calling forth and speaking to our money. All right, all right. Invite some friends to hear what Reverend Ike is saying so we can change the financial psychology of our mental processes, even with people and friends in our family who might be interested in changing the financial psychology. Don't forget, invite them. We'll be doing Reverend Ike all week. Yes, Reverend Ike is going to work it all week, family. Yes, yes. All right. I'm going to turn it over to Miss Jackie. What's our wonderful principle and what's our wonderful affirmation for today? I'll be posting it.
Yes, our principle for today is I lift my mind and heart to be aware, to understand, and to know that the divine presence I am is the source and the substance of all my good. That is our principle for today. And the affirmation is, I radiate infinite abundance. Now I pay all I owe with pleasure and gratitude. And that is our principle and our affirmation for our 40 days abundance.
Okay, so today we will recite our wonderful, wonderful affirmation together 3 times,
yeah,
with you leading us. So today's affirmation is,
I radiate infinite abundance.
I radiate infinite abundance.
Now I pay all I owe with pleasure and gratitude.
Now I pay
all I owe with pleasure and gratitude.
Yes, yes. Again, I radiate infinite abundance. Now I pay all I owe with pleasure and gratitude.
Now I pay all I owe with pleasure and gratitude.
Yes, yes. Feel these words, y'all. Come on. I radiate infinite abundance.
Yes, I radiate
infinite abundance.
Now I pay all I owe with pleasure and gratitude.
And now I pay all I owe with pleasure and gratitude.
Yes, yes, and that is our affirmation for today and our 40 days of abundance. So we're going to make sure we continue on throughout the course of our day. I radiate infinite abundance. Now I pay all I owe with pleasure and gratitude. That's our affirmation for today. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to do our Reverend Ike affirmation. Come on, y'all. We're going to rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. That's how you get your feeling rolling on.
Do I need to put the money down? Do I need to put money, money, money on? Raise up the vibration. Come on, come on, let's
come on,
do it.
Raise it up, raise it up, raise it up. Woo! Come on, y'all. Get up on that bed. Come on, move around. Get that blood flowing, circulating. Yeah, come on. Get in. Uh-huh.
Come on, let's do it, y'all. Let's do it.
I'm famous happy and I'm post happy. Come on, y'all, huh? Get it.
Get that foundation up, y'all. We gotta do this thing, y'all. Keep it moving. Come on, y'all. Let's do what we do at this time. Our Revenite affirmation. Y'all know it's the feelings that gets the best. How you feeling this morning, y'all? Come on, come on, come on, come on. We're going to do our Revenite affirmation. Money,
money,
I'm calling you into my life.
I'm calling you into my life, money.
Oh, money, I know you hear me.
Money, I know you hear me.
Money right here, right now, I'm telling you.
Money right here and right now, I am telling you.
That you love me. Say your name. You love Jacqueline. Say your own name. That's who money loves, huh? Come on.
Right here. You love Janine.
Jacqueline, yes.
You love me.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, come on, y'all. Open your hands up. Money, you welcome in my hands. Woo! Feeling it.
To my hands.
Oh, money, you welcome in my pockets. Woo!
You are welcome in my pocket.
Oh, and money, you welcome in my life all the time.
And money, you are welcome into my life absolutely all the time.
Yes, yes. I open my heart and my mind to money in all forms.
You see, I'm opening my mind and my heart to money in all forms. Come on, money.
Yes, I open my mind to banknotes.
I open my mind to the banknotes.
I open my mind to certificates of deposits.
I'm opening my heart and mind to the certificates of deposits.
Oh, and I open my heart and mind to stocks and bonds.
Ooh, and I'm opening my heart and mind to them stocks and them bonds.
And I open my heart and mind to cash money, cash money, cash money, cha-ching.
I open my heart and mind to cash money, baby. I'm talking cash money.
Yes. I open my life to money through my loving, appreciating attitude.
I open my life to money through my loving, appreciating attitude. Yes.
Yes, yes. Y'all, we're going to say our name with this. Money serves Jacqueline in divine ways. Right ways. That's how money serves me.
Money serves Janine and Ingram in divine right ways.
Yes, yes. Money is wonderful stuff, and I let it multiply, multiply, multiply in my life.
We got to do the wonderful like Reverend Knight, Jackie. Money is.
Okay. And I let it multiply, multiply in my life. Ooh, I love it. I love it. Yes. Thank you, God and me, for money.
Thank you, God and me, for money.
Yes, yes, yes. I love you, family. Thank you. Keep your money flowing. Keep that money growing.
Whoop, whoop.
Namaste.
Keep your money growing. All right, now. All right, now. All right, y'all. All right. Well, we come to the end of the show. I tell you. Seems like you go by fast when you're having fun, huh? I sure have fun today. If you want to tune back in today to this wonderful experience with Reverend Ike, don't forget you can dial 712-432-0990. That's 712-432-0990. And the access code is 772-719. Yes, don't forget to tune in to Meditate Till You Levitate, 21-day meditation with Deepak and Oprah and Rosa J. Yes, can you imagine? Deepak, Oprah, and Rosa? Yes, that's what you get when you tune in to the Meditate Till You Levitate. And tomorrow will be day 3 of the Meditate Till You Levitate 21-day experience with Deepak, Oprah, and Rosa J. Don't forget to tune in. Don't forget to tune in to the Oath of Manifestation. Yes, yes, yes. Manifest, manifest, manifest. Who don't want to manifest? Let's manifest, family. Tune in to our very own Khadijah Ali and friends. That's Jacqueline and Z. Yes, doing it God's way on the Oath of Manifestation. Opening their mind to receive, accept, and receive all of God's goodness. You don't want to miss this. That's every Monday through Friday, 10:30 Eastern and 9:30 Central. Rosa J's, 5:30 Central and 6:30 Eastern. Don't forget, family. All right. That's our message for today. Don't forget to put on your agenda, our wonderful, wonderful Sunrise Service right here in Chicago. August 7th. You don't want to miss our Grammy Award-winning Ray Silkman, who will tell his story from being homeless to being a Grammy Award-winning saxophonist. So sexual. Yes. Our wonderful Ray Silkman. Don't forget, back by popular demand, the mime. Yes, and our world-renowned dancer, Ebony Amon Ingram, and choreographer. Yes, this year she will be bringing her Dayo dance troupe, and they will dance several pieces. The first piece will be a gospel piece, Rain on Us. And then a part of the ancestral tribute to our sacred masculine, Strange Fruit. Wow, you don't want to miss this powerful exhibit of a physical expression of Strange Fruits that Miss Ebony Amon Ingram, world-renowned dancer, world-renowned choreographer, created just for the love journey. You don't want to miss this piece. I tell you, she's a powerful, powerhouse dance diva. I tell you, I love to watch her expression of her gift on the dance floor. You don't want to miss that. And we have a sacred place that we will be doing something special for the masculine energy family. Come and share in this transforming, riveting experience. We will be bringing forth praying and healing for the land and sending protection over our men on August 7th. You know, it's interesting that when I was ending the sunrise service last year, that God spoke to me and said, celebrate the sacred masculine. Nor did I know that the world would be in this kind of space right now with what's going on in the planet, with all the stuff that's happening with Army and in the police department, right? I never knew that that would be where we'd be in this time. So I just told God, you are so awesome. Because I heard Spirit say, pray for the protection of our men next year. And I said, wow, what an interesting word that I heard, and so it's just so divine time. And so I just want you to know there's power in collective mind, power in collective energy. We invite a friend to our wonderful space this year, 39th Street Beach, and if you want to make a donation to our wonderful experience of the love journey, you are more than welcome. We accept and receive all of God's goodness through all forms. So please know that you can leave a donation at paypal.com with my email address, ingram_janine@yahoo.com, or you can chase QuickPay, that same email, ingram_janine@yahoo.com. All right. Don't forget, Saturday, July 16th, is our wonderful, wonderful, special world largest baby shower.
a wonderful experience right here in Chicago at Kingwood High School, and she will have a Chicago Economic Summit. 23 years old, putting together something this amazing. If you can attend, please. It starts at 10 o'clock. Support, support, support. Don't forget Soulful Book Fair, 61st Cottage Grove, right here in Chicago. You don't want to miss this riveting experience. Music, art, fun, an amazing experience at this book fair. That's going to be on 61st and Cottage Grove this Saturday, July 16th. Support, support, support. All right. I just want to remind you today. Go ahead.
Greetings, our family. I've been working, can't get to the phone as well as I used to previously. But I want to send you an email regarding something that fell into my spirit about the healing ceremony I do here in Baltimore. I have the women surround the men, and the men are inside of the circle, and the men and the women are both meditating and praying. And when the meditation and prayer is released, the women open a portion of the circle as though they are the womb of which the men are becoming brand new and entering back into society. But with water having the power that it has, and we have the lake right there, what I'm being told is that the men need to go into the lake so that the vibration of the water there transforms, because the transformation of and the power that is made manifest of the energy there will do greater things for the continent, because it's right there in the center of the continent. And as we go to our various homes, we will touch the oceans, Atlantic and Pacific oceans, and actually bring our greatest transformation. But I'm going to put it all together so I can write it up, so you can give us some thoughts to see if by chance we can actually incorporate that in this process here in Chicago. But I'm definitely going to be there.
It's interesting to say that that's one part of the process. The men will be inside of, and the women will be outside, and the children will be inside of the men. So definitely be one process. And so, yes, that's, you can head us. Well, you can't head us because we're going to be praying over you. But we definitely take in the consideration of all that you're talking about, and let you lead us in a way that you still get blessed of.
Thank you, thank you. I'll make sure to put an email together to kind of give them more clarity to what I see regarding that. All right.
All right. Well, I love the birthing process. Now, that we didn't really have in the process of what we're doing, the idea of rebirthing the men. That's powerful. I was at an event where I saw men go through a chamber, and they came out, and it was a chamber created like if they were being rebirthed. And the process, the questioning, and the process they had to go through, some of them were even had to go through some painful stuff in order to be rebirthed. But, woof, it was powerful. You could feel the renewed spirits. That's a powerful. It's powerful.
Thank you, thank you. Namaste, family.
Namaste, King. All right. Any more questions, comments before we go? All right. I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. What you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And as we move throughout the day, remember to not just dream, but to live your God-sized dreams. You know, life's too short, family. Let's live them. Let's have fun doing it. And so today, family, as we move through our space today, let's try to keep our consciousness raised today in a space of higher consciousness. Everywhere I go, I hear conversation, I hear people saying, I hear people talking, people holding on to hate. Hate only brings about hate. Today, I want to remind you that love is the only thing that can destroy hate. Light is the only thing that can destroy darkness. Today, family, let's not be a part of the world consciousness. Let's set ourselves apart by being in a higher mind space today.
sending love to the planet, sending love to ourselves, and recognizing the truth is that we have more power than we really believe, and that we can shift it through prayer and love. Trust me on that.
I know sometimes we don't believe that. It's hard to believe that we have changed the prayer, but know it. Prayer does change things. Let them in, baby. Let love in. Let the spirit in. This is the whining baby, the baby whining.
Your thing that's